In Champaign County, a one-year moratorium is in place, delaying the construction of large data centers. Meanwhile, some cities in Illinois already have data centers, even as state lawmakers have been considering new regulations on the growing industry. Communities that do have established data centers have no single way to mitigate their impacts on the environment or residents. In this second of three stories about data centers in Illinois, student reporter Ben Howell reports what works in one city may not fly in another.
Earlier this summer, the McLean County Board passed restrictive zoning for data centers. McLean County is one of the few areas in the state to take strong action to limit that kind of development. One of those is the Chicago suburb of Aurora. Even tougher rules apply there, though it took a minute for that municipality to get there. Back in 2012, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, or CME, put up a data center. Aurora Zoning Director Tracy Basic says public reaction was a yawn.
The first one was CME. At that point, we allowed them as warehouses, so there was really no process.
Last year, though, a new data center owned by Cyrus One opened. The problem was warehouse approvals are fast and don't require public notice. Residents could tell a difference. Cooling fans from the data center were loud.
Then when we started getting some of the more bigger ones as they came in and started to expand, that's when we started getting, I think, more of the noise complaints.
Aurora Sustainability Director Allison Lindberg says the city council took quick action and passed a three-month moratorium on applications.
So that expired on March 24th of 2026. And that is the same day that City Council voted for our new requirements.
The new rules came in four ordinances. Lindberg says the city no longer treats data centers like warehouses. They must apply as conditional use facilities.
That means that they all receive a public hearing and they all have to be required approval by City Council. There's also public notice online in newspapers and mailed to the local residents within a certain distance.
The rules don't stop there. Aurora requires new data centers to have studies for water and sound pollution, renewable energy offsets for electricity use, and decommissioning plans. Aurora's mayor describes the regulation as a reasonable start. Not everyone is as strict. DeKalb has one big data center in place and another on the way. City Manager Bill Nicholas says DeKalb never seriously considered moratoriums or strict regulation.
There was some concern that we need to just put a stop to data center development. I think the answer to that is moratoriums actually stop development.
Nicholas says the people who develop data centers are smart people, and that should carry weight of its own when considering what the data centers need to avoid disrupting the community.
We ought to have some level of trust because we're still going to be building warehouses and manufacturing and so forth that we're not putting a moratorium on.
Nicholas says the town does not require much tangible regulation. They have simple asks, like a water study.
We had to see what they were asking about. And in the case of Endeavor Edge, they're just flushing toilets with water. They're not using water for cooling.
He says DeKalb seems to be reaping the benefits of data centers. That loose approach does not sit well with some advocacy groups. Illinois People's Action Policy Director Don Dannenbring says they are rallying Illinois residents to demand more public input.
If you're talking about something that's going to affect us, we want in on every single decision-making level. And as I said before, that includes the right to say no.
Dannenbring says simple trust in data center companies is not enough.
If they're actually as good and friendly and reliable as they say they are and dependable, then they should be pushing for the passage of the Illinois Power Act.
The Power Act failed to pass the General Assembly last spring, but could come up again. Meanwhile, last spring, Governor J.B. Pritzker pulled back from his earlier support of data center development with a two-year moratorium on state incentives while the state studies the impacts. Illinois had been a preferred place to build data centers in the U.S. Brad Teets is the director of state policy for the Pro-Industry Data Center Coalition. With state and local moratoriums, the prospect of the Power Act, and other industry forces, Teets said in an April interview the uncertainty will have an impact on Illinois.
Many companies will simply take those benefits elsewhere.
He says the State Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity reported the state incentive program resulted in more than $15 billion in investment in Illinois in 2024. I'm Ben Howell.